The Enchanting World of Hinge and Bracket.
Did you hear what he said?
Who, dear?
The man on the wires.
What man?
The man who's just been talking on the wires.
Oh, yes. Ah. Scattered showers, wind, lightning.
What are you talking about?
Well, the weather forecast man.
That was an hour ago.
Oh, well, it'll probably have blown itself away by now. Anyway, what is all this fuss about?
They're coming down our way.
Andy, have you been at the sherry, dear?
Of course I haven't. Down your way is coming this way, down our way.
Doesn't that Frank Sinatra sing that?
You know the radio program Down Your Way with Brian Johnson?
Oh, I'm with you now.
Well, they're coming here to Sectum.
Oh, exactly. Isn't that marvelous? I mean, he's bound to interview us, of course.
Well, of course.
Yes. And you, Milton. Yes, he may even interview you, darling. Yes. Would you like to be on the wireless, Milton? Look at him, Evadne. He's bobbing up and down on his perch. It must be the excitement.
More likely indigestion, dear.
Well, I've just thought of a suitable piece of music he could choose.
What's that, dear?
Whistle while you will. And for an encore, I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet.
Oh, very good.
Now, I wonder who that is.
Well, I expect it's the BBC. They wanted to know if Milton's available for a round written quiz.
Section 295. Oh, hello, Tom. Yes, Tom. No, she isn't, Tom. Well, no, just a minute, Tom. Evadne, it's Tom.
I gathered it wasn't Arthur, dear.
You were saying, Tom? Oh, it's you, Arthur. Oh, goodness me. Well, that is worrying.
What is it, Hilda?
It's Maud.
I thought it was Arthur.
It is Arthur, but it's about Maud. Apparently, she's missing.
Oh, good.
Yes, Arthur. Well, we'll certainly do that. Yes, we're both very concerned. My idea. Evadne, put your coat on. We're going to look for Maud. They haven't seen her for 4 hours.
Lucky for them.
She set off to see us and should have arrived back home ages ago.
Well, it isn't like Arthur to be worried.
No, but he can't find the tea bag.
Ah. It's also very unusual for Maud to come here on a Sunday without prior warning.
Well, it was a special visit. Huh? To bring us some of her homemade raspberry jam.
We haven't started the last lot she made.
Well, we're not likely to. I buried it in the garden. Daimilda! Daimilda! Are you there, Daimilda? Oh, Evadne, she's safe and sound. No. I'm here, Maud.
Oh, Daimilda. I've had a terrible time.
Maud, what are you doing in your stocking feet?
Well, I've left me slippers in the porch.
Why, dear?
Well, they're full of jam.
Did you run out of jam jars?
No, they're not full of jam. But they're all jammed up. I've had a bit of accident, you see. I was carrying me jars of jam in a cardboard box, and the bottom give way.
Oh, dear. And, of course, all the jam fell out, did
no,
it?
No, only 3 jars. Oh. I got me arms underneath the bottom, quick like, you see, and saved the rest.
Oh, good.
Then I had a bit of bad luck. I bent down to pick up the broken glass, and all the rest fell out.
Sounds like a normal, quiet Sunday, Maud.
Well, we were very concerned about you, dear, because, you see, Arthur rang, and he wanted to know where the tea bags were.
That's what he told you. He's checking on me, see? Very possessive, Arthur is. He has a jealous streak in him. Likes to know where I am and who I'm with.
I wouldn't have said Arthur was the jealous type, Maud.
Oh, yes. He can turn very nasty if another man so much as looks at me.
You mean it's actually happened?
Only the once. Yeah. Like an animal he was. Like an animal.
Yes, yes. Well, I don't think we want to go into that, dear.
Oh, it was a horrifying experience. Well, I'll tell you this. I daresn't mention the words. Bogner Regis.
I think we should change the subject, dear, don't you?
Well, now, you won't have heard the good news then, Maud. We're going to be on the wireless.
Oh, that's nice.
You know that Down Your Way program?
No.
But you must do, Maud. Brian Johnston.
Who?
Brian Johnston.
Never heard of him.
Of course you have, Maud.
Is he one of these punk rockers?
Maud, he's been on television.
I only watch his magic roundabout.
He does the cricket, Maud.
Oh, daft game.
Well, anyway, he's coming here.
Well, he's not getting me playing cricket.
Can you see him, dear?
No, not. I don't know what he looks like, Hilda.
Oh, I do. Look, there he is. That's him over there.
How do you know if you've never met him?
Well, I know his voice, dear. You see, a deaf man over there looks as just as if he would have a voice like Brian Johnston.
Well, why is he getting his bike out of the car, Scrap?
Ah, so he is. Well, it must be that other gentleman over there. I know it's one of the two.
Oh, congratulations, Hilda. There were only 2 men got off the train.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Johnston.
Hello, ladies. What a pleasant surprise. The reception committee.
Yes, well, it's the least we could do, Mr. Johnston. Recognize you straight away, of course. Anyway, now, I'm Dame Hilda Brackett, dear, and this is my colleague and oldest friend, the doctor.
Well, what an honor. I've heard of you, Dame Hilda.
Yes, I thought you might.
Have you heard of me, Mr. Johnston?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch your name.
No, he hasn't heard of you in that
Dr. Evadne Hinge.
But of course, lovely to meet you.
Now, the reason we're here, Brian, I can call you Brian, can't I?
Of course you can, certainly.
Oh, good. And you can call me Dame Hilda.
Sure.
Now, the reason that we're here is that you're staying at our house.
Yes, we've aired the bed and we're sure you'll be very comfortable.
Well, actually, ladies, I booked a room at the Rose and Crown.
Yes, we know. That's why we cancelled it, you see. You wouldn't have liked it, Brian. It's terribly noisy.
Oh, yes, and they have one of these dreadful jukebox things.
And you know, some nights it's blaring away till 8:30.
It's very kind of you, but I feel I ought to decline your offer. You see, I've confirmed my room in writing to the landlord.
Oh, we know. That's why he was delighted when we came to the rescue, because, you see, he double-booked the room.
So it's a case of either you stay with us or you share a room with a fertilizer salesman from Dunnet. little more stroganoff, Brian?
Yes, please, Dame Hilda. It's quite the nicest I've ever tasted.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me, how many places have you actually visited with Down Your Way, Brian?
Well, the program has been to over 1,400.
Good heavens. You'll soon have to be starting again.
Well, mind you, I've only done about 260 myself. My two predecessors, did most of the others, you see.
Oh, I see. So in cricket parlance, as we say, you're 1,400 for three, last man, 260.
Not out.
Oh, very good, Brian.
Yes, it was rather, wasn't it?
Oh, Maud, coffee, dear. Ready?
I put it in the music room.
Ah, oh, yes. Now, what a splendid idea. Now, come along, Brian, and after you, Evadne. Mm-hmm. Are you coming, Maud?
Well, I was going to wash up the dishes.
Oh, please don't, Maud. The longer you leave them, the longer we shall have them.
And just across the hall, Brian. After you.
Oh, what a lovely room.
Yes, we're very fond of it, too.
And what a superb piano.
Oh, my pride and joy.
Dame Hilda, should I mend the fire?
Don't tell me you've broken that, Maud.
I think it'll do for now, dear. Sit down, Brian.
Thank you. I suppose you get fed up with people always asking you to perform.
No.
Well, of course we do, Hilda.
But it depends on who's doing the asking, dear.
Oh, yes, yes, of course there is.
I mean, if Brian wanted us to sing a little something for him, we'd obviously be delighted.
Get on the piano, then, everybody.
I think maybe a nice little song that is, you know, from one of Gilbert and Sullivan's lovely pieces, Brian, you will like this, from Utopia Limited, called Bold-Faced Ranger. Bold-faced ranger, perfect stranger, meets to well-behave your knees. He's attractive, young and active, each a little bit of crazy. You can walk with, you can walk with, you can be your queen. He is very much mistaken.
Ladies, absolutely first class.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Well, I was wondering, Brian, now, do you ever get anybody on down your way who, how can I put it? Who say they play a musical instrument or sing, and somebody wants to do it on the program?
Oh, yes, every village has its odd characters.
Oh.
Oh, no, but when I said odd, I didn't mean odd in the sense of odd. I mean odd.
Yes, yes, well, I'm glad you clarified that for us. I understand perfectly. Yes.
I wish I did.
Well, as every village has the odd part.
Oh, now I'm with you.
I remember one character I met. Now, when was it now? Yes, Bognor Regis.
Where?
Bognor Regis.
Do you know Bognor Regis? Have you been to Bognor?
Oh, I've been there many times, yes.
Did you ever see a fella there with red hair?
I suppose I must have done, yes.
You won't breathe a word to Arthur about him.
Of course I won't, no. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting out and about in Stacton Trestle tomorrow. And I'll try and get back here about 4 o'clock, can I? And interview the two of you here in this room.
Oh, you mean we're going to be on the program? What a surprise, isn't it?
Yes, we'd never imagined in our wildest dreams.
Don't ever do it, dear. We'll on tomorrow. Had a marvellous idea.
Oh, no.
Yes. She's bringing Sexton Twizzle round.
What?
He wants to play his trombone for Brian.
Oh, Hilda, how embarrassing.
I agree, dear, but Maud thought that the BBC might be looking for talent.
Well, if they are, Sexton Twizzle won't be able to help them.
Ah, sounds like Brian. We're in the music room, Brian. Now, come in, dear. Have you had a good day?
Yes, a splendid day. I think it's going to be a very good program.
Whom did you interview then, Brian?
Well, a dear friend of yours, I believe, Miss Primley.
Oh, yes. Headmistress of Stacton Gales High. Strange woman, Brian.
Oh, I thought she was rather charming.
Oh, she is. Oh, she's very charming, yes. When I said strange, I meant strange in a charming way.
Did she read some of her poems to you?
Yes, she did.
Dreadful, aren't they?
I thought they were quite good.
Oh, they are? Yes, I know. In fact, they're very good. When I said dreadful, I meant they were dreadfully good.
Had she written a poem to celebrate your visit?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she had.
I thought she might.
It was called Sluice Gates in a Vacuum.
Dreadfully good, yes.
Well, if anything, it was a little out of my depth.
Well, that's probably the reason for the sluice game.
And tell me, Brian, what was her choice of record? Handel's Water Music.
Oh, very good, dear.
Now, shall we start your interview, ladies?
Certainly, yes. Now, is my hair all right, Eleven?
Oh, for the radio, I should think so, don't you?
All right, well, just give me a minute to get the microphone sorted out.
Oh, that'll be Maud.
Shouldn't we explain to Brian, Hilda?
Yes, well, yes, actually it's most embarrassing, Brian, because Maud's bringing Ernie Tweddle round. He's her brother-in-law. He's the local secretary.
Get to the point.
Yes. Well, he plays the trombone, you see, Brian.
Oh, splendid.
No, it isn't. He thinks you can audition him for the BBC.
But I can't do that.
Well, he can't play the trombone, so you start equal.
Ah, Maud and Sexton, do come in.
Come in, eh? Don't be shy. He's very shy, Mr. Johnston. But for his first piece, he's going to play...
No, not yet, Maud. Sexton, this is Mr. Brian Johnston from the BBC.
How do you do? I've heard a lot about you.
He's very shy, Mr. Johnston. But for his first piece, he's going to play...
Not yet, Maud.
But he's been practising ever since half past five this morning.
What a shame to ruin the dawn chorus line.
You see, Sexton, Mr. Johnston doesn't really take auditions for the BBC.
Oh, I thought he were important.
Oh, he is, but that's not his department. They probably have a man who is an expert in trombonology. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
What Hilda's trying to say, Maud, is he's wasting his time.
I've no objection to listening to Mr. Tweddle.
You haven't heard him yet.
Right, Ernie. Now, where's the best place for he to stand?
Ideally on top of the church tower, I would say.
I've told him to jazz it up a bit.
Hilda, I think you'd better cover Milton.
Now, come on, Ernie. Right on, man. They all say that, you know, these jazzers.
Fascinating. Or should I say, cool.
Now, after three, Ernie. One, two...
Just a minute, you haven't told us what he's going to play yet.
It doesn't make any difference.
For his first piece, he's going to play When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along.
Oh, good.
There'll be no more sobbing when he starts sobbing.
Now, come on, Yvette, me on the piano.
Oh, very well.
Right. Now, after three. One, two, three.
Yes, and I've had a wonderful time, and thank you both for your kind hospitality.
No, it's been a pleasure, dear. And you're sure our interview was all right?
Yes, perfect.
I mean, you have got it in the can, as we say in the profession.
Yes, no problem at all. Very pleased with it.
Well, we shall certainly look forward to listening on Sunday.
Which reminds me, dear, we must replace the batteries in the portable radio.
Well, we shan't be listening on that, definitely. Very poor sound quality, you know, dear. We can hear it on the radio, Graham.
Well, thank you once again.
Now, we look forward to hearing you in the summer, you know. Glances to leg and a maiden over wicket.
Give our regards to Sir Leonard.
I will indeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Brian. Yes, well batted. You'll find the tea on Sunday. The program's going very well in there. Section 295, whoever you are, can you be brief? We're listening to Down Your Way and we're on next. Oh, hello, Miss Privilege. Yes, you were very good. Lovely interview. The family were beautiful.
Yes, Reginald Hilda, we're going to miss our miss.
Yes, it was a very nice choice of music too, Miss Privilege. Whoever the six principals are. Yeah. I'll speak to you later, dear. Goodbye.
Stupid woman.
Well, now we should be on next, dear.
Ah, dear Brian, saving us for the last.
Top of the bill, you might say.
But of course.
Well, I couldn't very well come to Stacton Trestle without visiting the home of the two charming ladies who do so much for the cultural life of the community, Dame Hilda Brackett and Dr. Evadne Hinch. I'm sitting with them now in their beautiful music room. Dame Hilda, I'd like to have a word with you first. How long...
Evadne, the wireless has gone off.
Oh, Hilda, what's that?
Well, don't ask me, Evadne. Just get it working. I'm on the wireless.
Well, you're not on ours.
Evadne, give it a thump. Oh, now, look, it hasn't done a thing.
Yes, it has. It's nearly broken my arm.
Well, now, let me try. Oh, it's no good, Evadne.
Hilda, the portable upstairs. I'll go and get it, and at least we'll be able to hear my interview after yours.
I shouldn't bother with that, Nick. I didn't buy any batteries.
What? Hilda, I did ask you to get some.
Well, I'm sorry, dear.
But I'm on the wireless.
Yes, well, you're not on ours, dear.
Stupid wireless. Hilda, it could be the fuse in the plug.
Well, don't stand talking about it.
Well, where's the screwdriver?
How do I know where the screwdriver is? Why can't you use your scissors? Oh, it badly do, honey. Up for goodness sake, do something quickly. Well, quickly then, now plug it in.
That's the music we chose, Hilda. Well, the tail end of it.
We've missed everything, Evadne.
I've moved now from the home of Dame Hilda and the Doctor, and I'm with a most interesting character.
There's someone else.
Maud Prince.
I don't believe it.
Maud, you've been a close friend of Dame Hilda and the Doctor for many years now, haven't you?
Two of the nicest people you could wish to meet.
Oh, bless her.
Especially Dame Hilda.
You spoke too soon, dear.
And you've got a little surprise for the ladies, haven't you?
I have this old gramophone record they made years ago, and I thought it would be nice if you could play it on the program as, like, a token of my appreciation for what they've done for me over the years.
Oh, I forgive you, Maud.
Especially Dame Hilda.
Thank you, Maud. A lovely thought. So here are Dame Hilda Brackett and Dr. Evadne Hinch singing The Donkey Duet.
Little donkey, rocking here and there, to get a bunch of carrots, such a meal. Faithful men, your thread of blossom sweet and feather fell. And with a greedy hawthorn maiden, she has plucked my heart and well. But her cup they say for her, for his looking with a heat. What I took question was from heaven, all the margarine.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Bracket were joined by beguiling Daphne Hurd as Maud, dashing Derek Southcott as Sexton Tweddle's trombone, and our special guest, ebullient Brian Johnston, as ebullient Brian Johnston. The program is written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley, and Ron McDonnell, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.